Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the years, I've talked about different ways of using our license to transmit. I've discussed things like modes, such as voice, AM, FM, and SSB, and digital modes like FT8, Whisper, RTTY, FreeDV, Hellschreiber, Olivia, and even Morse code. Recently, it occurred to me that there is something odd about how we do this as a community. Now that I've realized this, it's hard to unsee. Let me see if I can get you to the same place of wonder. Why is it that we as amateurs only use one such mode at a time? Let me say that again. With all the modes we have available to us, why do we only use one mode at a time? Why do we get our brain into the mindset of one activity, stop doing that in order to move to another mode? It's weird. Amateur radio is what's called frequency agile. What I mean by that is we are not restricted to a fixed number of channels like most, if not all, other radio users. We can set our transmission frequency to whatever we want, within the restrictions imposed by our license conditions, and start making noise. There's agreement on what mode you can use where, but within that comes a great deal of flexibility. We have the ability to find each other, call CQ, and if the band is open and your station is transmitting a signal, the chance is good that someone somewhere on planet Earth will respond. We change frequency at will, almost without thought. But why don't we do this with modes? The closest I've seen is local VHF and UHF contests, where you get different points depending on which mode you're using, and even that seems hard fought. It's weird. We have an increasing range of software-defined radios, or SDR, where your voice or incoming text can be transformed to a different mode at the touch of a button, but we rarely, if ever, use this ability. In case you're thinking that the restriction relates to the availability of SDR in the average amateur radio shack, most amateur modes fit within a normal audio stream, and that same flexibility could be applied to the vast majority of transmitters scattered around the globe. But to my knowledge, it isn't. Why is that? Better still, what can we do about it? Can we develop procedures and processes to make us more, let's call it, mode agile, giving us the ability to change mode at the same ease as we change frequency? What would a mode and frequency agile amateur look like? What processes would you use? Right now, the best we have is to QSY, or announce that we're changing frequency. But I've never heard anyone use that to describe a change of mode. Of course, it's possible that I've led a sheltered life and not been on air enough, but if that's the case, I'd love to hear about it. So what is stopping us from becoming even more flexible? Do we need to practice this, develop better tools, teach new amateurs, have multi-mode nets, invent new modes that share information across different modes simultaneously, build radios that can transmit on different frequencies, or something else? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.